All right. So I'm laughing because as I'm recording this podcast, I'm thinking about my time back on social media. As you may not know, I have one social media which I use and I actually like it a lot. It's TikTok, right? Because of all the diverse knowledge, people I meet, connections that I make, right? And I feel like it's just one of those places where not a cesspool of disinformation. And even if someone has some disinformation, the comments, it's a very communal style, right? It's not people attacking each other with views. And of course, there are people that do that, but my feed is very much curated for that. So have a good echo chamber, the best way to say it. So one of the things I can definitely say is that going back on Facebook, I started reading posts and I started reading things, and then I started to get upset or started to pull into the drama, right? And realizing for a second, I had to take a step back and say, hold on, this is not my fight. This isn't my issue, right? However this person feels about whatever is going on, when I step back into real life, that's not what's really happening. That's not what really is going on, right? I know there's a lot of posts about dating or should men pay 50, or should men and women, who should pay 50-50, and all these other conversations that go on and on for years and years on end, and that generate a lot of rage bait, right? Meaning that it garners a lot of emotional attention. And if you brought it up at a conversation, people would have a strong emotion or feeling behind it, but we wouldn't hate each other about it. We might think differently of each other, but we're not going to hate each other about it. And online, that gets magnified because when someone is typing, you cannot see the tonality in which they're typing. You don't know if they have a soft voice or they're yelling or they're exacerbating every single emotion, or their veins are popping out, or they're really angry. You can't really tell. Or maybe they're just sad, or maybe they're saying it in passing, whatever that may be. But online, we take everything to the extreme negative. So what I'm here to tell you is, forget all that, right? Go touch some grass. Because why? Online is not real life. In reality, you're going to find women that don't believe that men should pay everything. They've had a father growing up and they don't believe that they should do that. They actually want a man that has a job, decent job, and they want to go out there and work as well. You will find the complete opposite. But if you don't live real life and you're only in the echo chamber online, you're going to get a lot of disinformation, right? You're online, you're going to believe that all white people are racist. All black people are ghetto. It's further from the truth, right? The most richest people I know, not even black or white. The most racist people I know are not only white. And I say all this to say is that social media is an echo chamber of, I would say negativity, but just a cesspool of people just sharing a whole bunch of garbage, right? And you'll pick up a lot on those discussions and those fights, and you'll start to get angry or emotional about things that you shouldn't get emotional about, and then take it out on people in real life and function in a different way. That's why I recommend journaling, meditation, to why process all those things out, go to therapy, right? Because a lot of times those online battles that you have, that you're typing back and forth, those aren't real. Laugh about it, enjoy it, move forward with your life. Live in the real world, not in the fake world online, okay? So my message for you today is really, go on TikTok, enjoy it, but know it's not real at the end of the day, okay? All right, have a good day.